So today we heard in the gospel reading the encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. And we heard this encounter coming as an encounter beyond an ideology, beyond race, beyond division. Even though the woman was thirsting for ordinary water to quench her human thirst, Jesus desired to give her living water, water that signifies the love and the grace that flow from God's own heart. My brothers and sisters, we need to remember that God desires a relationship. He desired for us to drink and to quench our human thirst for His infinite, everlasting, and life-giving water that can only come when we know who He is and draw water from Him. And I think a lot of times we run into the problems of trying to draw water from human source, social source, sources that only make us more thirsty because they make us become dependent on them. St. John Paul II once gave us a comparison between the culture of death and the culture of life. We see all around us, our society is trying to set up a culture of death, a culture that only dependent on more and more and more, but never satisfied. Everything that this culture of death ever promises us or want to give us make us dependent on it. I need more in order to fill the void that I have deep within me. But whatever more had never given me satisfaction, it keep killing me deep from within. My brothers and sisters, what give us life? Are we searching for more of nothingness, or are we searching for more from the relationship, the quality of love that come from Christ Jesus? This culture of death also drives us with fear. Fear of rejection. This culture of death makes us fearful, oh, if I don't have these things, if I don't know these people, if I don't possess this and that, I will be rejected by the people around me. So I gotta fit in. I gotta make myself known. I gotta make a name for myself. So therefore, I need these things. And it's killing us from within because it's draining us deep from within. Because we, at the end of the day, no longer have any energy, no love, nothing else to give but a face that what we think people wants from us. This culture of death is so toxic that it's driven by fear. And as we have heard in the last few days, our society loves to use fears as propaganda. Fears agitate us. Fears kills us deep from within because fears is easier to manipulate. But God did not give us fear. He gave us a spirit that is based on truth, the spirit that is based on knowing who He is and who we are. God desires to give us life, and we have to draw this life from Him. With all these things that are going on the news and everything, have you prayed? Or have you been scared? Have you prayed for others? Or are you like other people, start to panic? Are you only worrying about yourself, trying to get that last row of toilet paper and case of water? Or are you trying to be grounded in Christ? I'm not asking you to be naive, but I'm asking you to be level-headed, prudent, and wise. As a matter of fact, my classmate and I, we were texting each other this morning, and all of us seemed to have a same sad reality. I went to the store this morning, and I was in my collar, right? Walking around, and a lot of people seem so downbeaten, distraught, that there's no more toilet paper and water. And one of my classmates who is near the Austin area said he actually witnessed someone trying to pull toilet paper away from another person. That's like beast, aren't we? I wonder, how did our ancestors survive before toilet paper? And even if we have all the toilet paper, if our sewer system stopped working, your house is gonna smell bad. So why do we stock up so much of these things, thinking that, oh, it's going to somehow make my butt feel softer when I wipe it? All these things agitate us and make us distrust in God. And this makes us turn into beasts. This is how society breaks down. When we can no longer have the common care and the care for the common good of people around us. When we only care about ourselves. I don't care if you're gonna survive or not, I'm gonna survive. And this destroys society because it gives us death. That not from God. Be prudent, be wise, be grounded in Him, especially in prayer. Praying for the people who are losing hope right now, as well as for the people that are so sick right now that they cannot pray for us. The more we are being challenged by the things of this world and with the things of faith, we need to be more grounded in Christ Jesus. St. Ignatius of Loyola gives two rules that are very important, and I would like to share them with you. I love him, and I love to study the Ignatian spirituality. The first thing he said, in times of consolation, when we're able to feel God's love and His presence, prepare for desolation, knowing that sometime when we're least expected, perhaps, the storms will come. Right? There's no sunny day all the time. Y'all know that, living in Texas, right? We don't have sunny days all the time. Sometime the storms will come. So in good days, we need to soak up the sun and the grace of God and to build ourselves by recalling God's goodness and to know who we are, to be deepened in Him, so that when the trials, the hardships, the storms come, we are less to be shaken. Because we already have that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we know who we are, and we are grounded in prayer and in faith. And then he said, in time of desolation, when the devil is trying to attack us with despair and all the things that deter us from trusting in God fully, we know that consolation will come. That the sun is still there, even though we cannot see the presence of the sun behind the storm, behind the cloud. God's grace is still there to give us the strength that we need if we learn to draw all of that living water from Him. Don't be afraid, my brothers and sisters. Don't be agitated by the culture of death, the culture of me, the culture of I only care about myself and what's good for me. Live in the culture of life, the culture that's grounded in God. Don't say that you're Christians because you voted for this and that. In this time, more than ever, be a Christian. In your words, in your action, in your prayer, in how you treat your neighbor when crisis comes. My brothers and sisters, it's easy to say that we believe when things go our way. But when trial, when hard times comes, this is when we draw ourselves by being anchored in God, knowing that the sun will come again. We just don't know when. But God's grace is still there. Draw that life from Him. May peace be with you, and may the love of Christ as we have heard, who hath loved us so much that while we were still sinners, God has sent us his only begotten Son to die for us. We are worth dying for. We are worth saving. We are worth of God's love.